This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Now 7 after the hour, this is the DJV program with Doug, Jen, Jay, and Victoria. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Jay Kirshner, Victoria Keelan at the ready. Looking around, there's a problem, apparently. There's a powerhouse cell in Delta that has invaded cats, pets, livestock. Did you know that?
Wait, are you talking about COVID?
This week's Science Alert. Yeah, the Delta variant of COVID.
Oh, Delta variant.
Yeah, I thought it was just airline for a second.
Yeah, I thought there was something on a plane. I'm like, okay.
No, this is according to Science Alert this week, that the SARS-CoV is now being hosted. Remember when it all started, they said animals wouldn't carry this? And now apparently there are livestock and cats, even no dogs. But it's jumping from various species.
Well, dogs and cats have had it. The gorillas have had it, but they haven't passed it to humans. And that was really the main concern in the beginning of the pandemic was, you know, well, what happens if your dog or cat gets it? Like, do you have to get rid of your dog or cat?
And what's the answer to that?
Well, the answer I think it self-resolves in animals.
Is it?
I mean, I don't know. What are you reading now? You obviously have a new story.
I just said it doesn't. Yeah, well, I'm just looking for a resolve to it, and I don't see one in this. In this story in Science Alert, it's just sort of a warning without a resolve. And I don't like that stuff. I always like if we present a problem, I like to solve it or offer suggestions. But there's no real way you're going to give your cat or your dog a vaccine. I don't know how you're going to do that. It just is what it is. And there, there's a whole big problem with swine flu in Europe. I don't know if you knew that or not. It's been kind of masked by a few other things going on, a little invasion. But the swine flu has been a problem in China. It's been a problem, and that's why, by the way...
Is that due to the conditions that they keep the animals in?
Yes and no.
It always seems to be pigs, right?
There's an equivalent in cows. There's a bovine fever, the mad cow disease. Some people have tried to equate to this. It isn't quite the same thing, but it does get into the brains of the pigs, and it gets into the brains of the cows.
It gets into the brains of humans. We know what it does with inflammation in the brain, you know, for humans, so I would assume it would treat all mammals the same way.
So I don't know what the British did, but they did it incorrectly, was to destroy thousands of cows when mad cow disease invaded England. That's not the way to stop it. But there are, I think that since then, there have been vaccines developed to take care of the problem in bovines. I don't know about equines, and I don't know about, what do they call pigs that's like that? Swine. Anyway. So there's that. Now, there is a major Ukrainian city that has fallen to the Russians. Kherson. Kherson. According to the U.S. government, they have entered City Hall there. Apparently, this is the first time that there has been an actual victory claimed by the Russians. What impact this has on the overall war, I don't think it's easy to tell at this point in time. I still say no matter what happens here, it's the end of the line for Putin. And maybe for Russia for a long time. I think, Jennifer, you
maybe
said
true.
30, 40 years, they can't get out of this hole.
It's true, but at what cost? You know, Putin's gone, but until what? What does he do before he goes? Because Ukraine, it seems that it's going faster by the minute. Russia has another city surrounded right now, Mariupol, I believe is how you say it, Odessa. There are troops, which is in the southern part. They're now, they kind of grouped and are coming in from the south where they control Crimea. They have amphibious vehicles and military equipment that can bring them in from the water, and then here they come. And so not only do you have those troops outside of Kyiv, which, you know, people are wondering what they're going to do with that 40-mile convoy, but the airstrikes have picked up. Civilians are being targeted. They're trying for peace talks again. Actually, as we speak, they're just getting ready to start talking again between some of the delegations.
What could possibly come from that, except Putin accepting that Zelensky will resign and Putin gets to take over? I mean, right? What other outcome is there? They're not going to split Ukraine in half and give half to Russia.
Apparently, the Chinese asked the Russians not to invade until after the Olympics were over.
That's the rumor.
We knew that.
Naturally. Well, I mean, naturally.
Well, now there's evidence.
Denying it, but yeah.
Well, and there's evidence that's been leaked out that shows they had communication laying that out, which is like kind of the new piece of this story, but it just shows that there's coordination with China. There was a big power outage right before I went to sleep last night, and I think 75% of Taiwan still is without power, millions of people. And so you have to wonder, is that just an oops moment at one of their power generating stations, or is that, you know, a test run, and is Taiwan next? There is definite coordination between Russia and China, and one of the reasons that Russia can keep going is because, one, there are a lot of loopholes to the sanctions that have been thrown at Russia from all the different governments and governing bodies, and part two is that China is helping to back them in a key in financial ways, right? Either extending them cash or credit or allowing them to use their banking system. So, you know, this is the new axis of evil that's popping up.
Wow.
You bring in Iran and you bring in North Korea, and it's, you know, it's troubling.
But the squeeze on Russian people, though, like, cause I just saw an update now, IKEA has fired 15,000 Russian workers. That's a huge number of people to just get laid off immediately and have no jobs now. This is squeezing the Russian people so hard.
Good.
At some point,
revolt.
You'd have to, I mean, you would think, right? I don't know what the end game is. It's horrible for the Russian people, yes, but it's obviously devastating for Ukraine. And for how many, you know, we just said 16,000 volunteers have arrived in Ukraine now to join the army. They're not backing down, and I the world commends them, but we got to do more than that. You know, we can't just sit and applaud them as they're slowly dying. I mean, this is just, I don't know. I just don't know how we can't get directly involved at this point.
For sure. And to echo something Jen said this week was that everybody putting the Ukrainian colors, lighting up their buildings and everything, that's great in solidarity, but that's not enough.
It can't just be performative. No. Yeah.
Well, until we stop buying their oil, I see that Joe Manchin has introduced a bill to ban Russian energy imports. Suggesting that we can and could have, pretty much what Jennifer was saying a little while ago, we could have done it before, we can do it now, so we have a little squeeze for a while. I think that we should shut the spigot off today. And if we have to pay $10 a gallon for gas for a few weeks,
I know, but that's also a luxury to say that, you know, we're lucky that if we had to pay $10 a gallon, it's not going to bankrupt us.
How do you throttle this guy?
I agree.
And I think there was, you know, I look at the messaging of the Biden administration, and it's like makes me nuts because I just see all of these missed opportunities. And there could have been. This week was the State of the Union. The nation's heart and minds have been captured by all the images out of Ukraine. So you had an opportunity to say, I have a way that I can lower gas prices here at home. I can provide us national security and take care.
So why don't they do it
care.
Is the question.
Right.
That's why.
Because there's such
the
a push in the far left of the party against drilling, and they don't see that
but
as
But he didn't
a,
address the far left of the party at all on the night of the speech.
And that is in some of the but see, I think he ignored them with his words, but by choosing not to go in this direction, he's embracing the far left. He's allowing them to pressure and dictate what he's going to do.
I don't know. I don't want to think that's it. I guess a little stretchy. What's the story with Texas Representative Van Taylor, who had an affair with an ISIS, I guess.
Yeah, I saw that headline the other day.
What the hell is that all about?
The ISIS bride woman?
Yeah.
So he's running for re-election, or at least he was.
If you're this guy and you're sleeping with the ISIS bride, if you're Eric Swalwell and you're sleeping with the Chinese spy, how are these people given any security clearances at all? To me, that's an automatic disqualifier. Maybe the people get to vote for you and they want you in there, but security clearances, that should be.
Is he married, this guy?
Yes, he's married with kids. Yeah. Yeah, he's married with kids, which is why. And then the woman, Tanya Joya is her name. They met together because they were doing volunteer work with people who had been, I guess, she's no longer an ISIS bride. She's now, I guess, on the good side.
Back
or
home. Yeah.
Right. So it's okay to have an affair with somebody who's not an ISIS.
No, not at all. I'm just saying that's where they met through their reprogram work or whatever. But then I guess she got annoyed because she saw all the billboards of him being presented as the family man. So she called up his opponent, a woman named Suzanne Harp, and said, hey, I'm going to give you all the details of our affair. And that's how he met his demise.
See you later.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Speaking of making an end to your life, Matthew Perna, P-E-R-N-A, he was one of the January 6th convicted, what are they, felons? Or what are they, felony?
This is so sad.
He hangs himself.
Yeah, and it's awful. I know we're kind of running out of time, but I had a conversation on Monday of this week with someone who went through all of this and had their life completely tossed. They're on a terror watch list, all for standing on the Capitol steps during the rally,
What was this kid guilty of? Anything?
He went inside the Capitol, but he had his whole life tossed. He was suicidal, and he couldn't get a job. He couldn't work. His people in a small town were turning on him. What's happening right now from our government, the story I could tell you, and I will, let's do it this week sometime, it will turn your stomach. It is not the justice system that...
How old? He looks like a teenage
support.
Kid.
He was
How
in his early 20s.
Yeah. All right, well, listen, on the vagaries of that this stuff, a lot of nut birds in this country, one way on all sides. 18 after the hour on the DJV program, no nut birds here.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
We're out of the brand name, but we do have the generic version.
Serene's Pharmacy can't keep up with allergy season.
Who's next in line?
They need certified technicians to alleviate the headache.
Ma'am, I'm so sorry for the wait. We'll have your prescription filled soon. I need some help.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm sorry, I can't operate on that vehicle.
But, Doctor, you took an oath.
That RV, it's my son's RV.
Oh, Doctor, isn't there anything you can...
I'm not a miracle worker, Sheila. I'm an RV surgeon, trained to save the lives of large injured recreational vehicles, which is definitely a real profession.
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, covered subject to policy terms.
Our Dr. Ken Visitation, Ken Kronhaus, who is one of the medical experts on the DJV program, his latest podcast, you can get all the DJV health podcasts actually at djvshow.com, djvhealthshow.com. At any rate, this one is a focus on COVID as it wraps up. We also have a focus on opioids and things people are addicted to, so check it all out at DJV.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Doug Hensley, president of Real Estate Services at Hertz Real Estate Services.
Some people inherit an asset and they live remotely from the asset. Sometimes don't know where to start, what decisions need to be made. And for a lot of people, they either don't have the time or the expertise to take care of that themselves. So that's where we come in on the management side.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
What is going on? This is the DJV program. Time for us to check in on the lists of things that Jay tracks all day, every day. She doesn't sleep. She doesn't eat. She just watches social media. Her eyes. Matter of fact, you have to have your eyes examined, right? Because you spend so much time looking at social media.
Yeah, it's like those cartoons where you have the toothpicks holding your eyes open.
Yeah, right. So, in a moment, we get to Wheel of Fortune stuff. There's some screamers here, and we'll get to that right after this.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes. I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive results should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
All right, so let's get to this, Jay. The Wheel of Fortune, I think I mentioned this a little earlier, how much more attention. Jeopardy got a lot of attention, and then I think we got off on a tangent of me liking Ms. Balick, or however you pronounce her name. At any rate, Alex has left the building, but Pat Sajak stays, and probably until he dies, he'll be the host of Wheel of Fortune. The last, couple, 3 months, there have been a lot of gaffes, wrong answers, or people protesting what happened on the program. So what's the latest?
The latest is what people are calling it, the quote-unquote dumbest 2 minutes in Wheel of Fortune history. It's serious. This whole thing lasted just over 2 minutes. They were trying to figure out the phrase, another feather in your cap. And they had everything except for the C and the P in cap. One contestant guessed hat, and that was wrong. And then it went into, like, another feather in your lap, another feather in your map. And it took 10 tries.
No one knows this phrase?
Yeah, apparently not. Apparently all of these three Wheel of Fortune contestants are living under a rock because it took 10 attempts to get the correct answer.
So what does that say? I mean, it may be funny, but it also says something about current culture. How old were these contestants that were on the show? Anybody know?
Oh, I'm not sure. But I also think that when you're on the spot, it can be difficult. Because when we're at home watching these things, we have all the answers. We're the smartest people alive.
But
and then all of a sudden, you're at trivia night
words,
and you forget.
Yeah, but the words are already written. Another feather blank with a Y. I mean, it's like, this is, really? Like, if you've never heard the phrase, another feather in your cap? Like, I don't know. Josh Gad did a funny, he posted a video of it, and he just said, God help us all.
I wonder if they know cursive.
The speaking of Jeopardy, they had the college or university, it was prime time championship last week and the week before, and the kids that were on there seemed brilliant until it came to stuff that was about common sense. They knew nothing. Amazing. All right.
Oh, I totally believe that.
Yeah, after 28 after the hour.
This report sponsored by IBM. The IBM Sustainability Accelerator is a global pro bono social impact program focused on helping populations vulnerable to environmental threats. How? By using technologies such as hybrid cloud computing and artificial intelligence to enhance and scale nonprofits selected through an annual open call. The 2022 request for proposals will focus on clean energy, and selected projects will gain support from a two-year program. In phase one, they'll design a technical roadmap to solve specific environmental challenges, and phase two will bring further support from IBM technologies and partner credits to develop and deploy solutions. Justina Nixon-Santil, IBM Global Head, Corporate Social Responsibility.
With this program, we are tackling global issues by pairing experts with technology for the purpose of improving the lives of populations most affected by environmental threats to make lasting, scalable impact. I encourage all nonprofits to apply today and join us in this sustainability journey.
To submit a proposal, visit IBM.org.
Hello, this is Discover, and we take customer service very seriously. We know that if you have a question or concern about your credit card, that's a serious matter. And you need to talk to a real person about it. So we offer around-the-clock access to seriously talented representatives in the USA. Again, it's a serious endeavor. The only funny thing about it is Bob. If you call us and Bob answers, you're in for a treat. Get 100% U.S.-based customer service and talk to a real person day or night. Discover. Exceptionally common sense.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Russian invasion of Ukraine enters its 8th day. Over 1 million refugees have fled the country now. The influx is being attributed to Russian soldiers attacking the civilian population in Ukraine. Early Thursday morning, the UN aid chief, Martin Griffiths, makes a plea to the world body via the AFP French media outlet.
Today, protect civilians, for God's sake, in Ukraine. Let us do our job.
An advisor to Ukrainian President Zelensky tweeted this morning that negotiators were on their way to a second round of peace talks with Russia. Former Attorney General Bill Barr pushed back on the theory that Jeffrey Epstein killed himself in prison. He details how video evidence proves the idea wrong in his new book. The campaign to confirm Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson to the Supreme Court officially kicked off Wednesday. Democrats are making an effort to confirm Jackson before the Senate leaves for their Easter recess. USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
As the Russian war machine continues to make advances in Ukraine Thursday, a former member of the U.S. 101st Airborne, identified as John, has joined the fight in country. He's telling Fox News his story early Thursday morning.
It's my moral obligation. Since living here in Ukraine, these are some of the best people in the world. They're the best, as good as any of our friends and allies of America. I love this country, and when this invasion started, I considered it my obligation to stand up and defend these people. Oh, yes, we are in a combat zone right now. In fact, overhead right now, we do have Russian aircraft. We've had helicopters in our sector today. In fact, if the sirens come on, we might have to take shelter. But we have been, the Georgian Foreign Legion has been in Ukraine for many, many years since their own country fought the Russians. They've been saying that Ukraine is next. I joined them a month ago to help train civilians and to also fight if necessary here in Ukraine.
A Democrat lawmaker in Illinois is facing a 22-count indictment. Michael J. Madigan, the former Speaker of the Illinois House of Representatives, was indicted by a grand jury Wednesday for federal charges related to racketeering, bribery, and attempted extortion, according to the complaint. Madigan served as the leader of the Illinois House of Representatives for 38 years, the longest tenure for a state speaker in modern history. He was also chair of the Illinois Democratic Party before resigning last year. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
Some of the strongest, most beautiful bodies on the face of the planet. Babies that were just so healthy that they hardly ever got disease. But when a white man moved into that area and brought in white flour and brought in alcohol and brought in the other things, now they're one of the most sickest of the indigenous peoples in America. And the same thing we did with the Inuit Eskimo up in Alaska.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at DJVHealthShow.com. Or wherever you get your podcasts.
Son of a gun! It's 34 after the hour. This is the DJV program with all sorts of alerts, things that are going on. We appreciate you being patient with us because it's hard to get to many of these things that are going on. We avoid some of the normal conversation that we have because of what's going on in Ukraine. And I thought, the only thing maybe worth spending a moment or two on, Victoria and Jay, is the prosecutor from the International Tribunal that is targeting all of these senior Russian officials, not just Putin, but he's going after all of them, saying that they're responsible for crimes against humanity, not just Putin, but because the civilian death toll is as high as it is, and because it's fairly obvious where all the money is coming from, these people are all, they better go hide, because these guys are going to go get them. They're going to find them.
If they can find them.
Yeah, well, you know, it sort of reminds me, in a way, remember, what's the name of the organization that routed out all the Nazis for years and years and years? I think they still exist looking for them. There's a group of Jews.
Like the Nazi hunters?
Yeah, but they're not. That's not what they're called. It's something else. Hmm. Somebody will send me a note and explain it.
I know what you're talking about, but they are referred to as Nazi hunters. They go after.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
they have found. I actually know a woman whose husband is one of the Nazi hunters, and he's a lawyer, and so he helped track down some like 98-year-old Nazi living in Argentina. And they find
they
find them around the world. Yeah. And then they have they've done a lot of beyond holding Nazis accountable, which is obviously important work, but they've also been able to restore a lot of the stolen art and artifacts that the Nazis had taken.
Argentina.
Yeah.
Much of it in South America. They went
They've been able to return that to the countries where they belonged.
Yeah. There's an organization, though. I can't remember the name.
There is, and I forget the name of it.
Yeah, I can't remember it. Not important. It's the same story. Okay. Remember, about a year ago, and I've mentioned it more than once, but I think we had a lengthy conversation, and you scoffed at me. I say you collectively. I don't remember being well received because you said to me, well, what's this woman's name? The woman I'm talking about is Bill Gates's mistress, and she'd had an affair with him I had dinner with her, and I can't remember what she looked like, but I can't remember her name. But I was with a group of people, and she openly talked about her affair with Bill Gates. It was apparently no secret. And so, finally, Melinda Gates is talking about this affair. She's divorced.
Well, he had so many affairs.
Well, this
you
is
met
one.
One,
this
of,
was
one of thousands, yeah. probably.
Yeah.
Didn't an ex-girlfriend of his, who he remained close with, they would go on an annual trip, just the two of them?
Yeah, that's who. That's this woman that I'm talking about. Yeah. She used to talk about the trips they'd go on, things like that, and she said Melinda was fine with it. Well, apparently not so much.
I think that because there was so much money involved, like Bezos and his ex-wife.
Golden handcuffs, they call it.
Yeah, I think they kind of stayed together for as long as she could probably put up with it. But Melinda Gates is already remarried, isn't she? I think she found love, and that's what pushed her out of that marriage. I'm almost sure she's... Didn't she marry a teacher?
No, that's
Bezos' wife?
Yeah, that's Bezos' ex.
Yeah,
but I thought Melinda Gates is with somebody now, too. Anyway, it doesn't matter. But yeah, he's, whatever.
I'm available.
There you go. Hey, Melinda.
Yeah.
Well, Doug.
All right. I'm more interested in what's her face, the woman from...
Maya Bialik. We can hook you up with her, too. We'll find her.
Okay.
We'll slide into her DMs for you on your behalf.
Thank you very much. All right. Let's talk about the rat. We can talk about Bill Gates, and there are some other rats that are a problem besides him. Family Dollar stores. This week, I think Monday, we talked about the rat infestation at the distribution center. They had to close down a bunch of their stores. So far, it's cost them $30-40 million, apparently.
Yeah.
And this is Dollar, Family Dollar, and Dollar Tree.
I wonder if that's enough to bankrupt them. $34 million. I wonder how much.
Cash.
It's not even just, that's just to contain, what's going on with
center,
all the rats.
They captured 2,300 rats in the distribution center. Now, imagine how many of those rats have gotten into the trucks, and when the trucks are distributing things to the stores, that's what happens. They get out.
But the problem, though, is that they found significant gnawings. That was the quote, because they had bags of products that the rats had already chewed into. Those bags of dog food and stuff got shipped.
Yeah.
And so that's why they've had this massive recall. A couple dogs have already died. So,
Where is this distribution center?
It was in four states. It was Alabama, Mississippi, Louisiana, and Arkansas, maybe? Yeah, those four.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. But 404 stores, I believe, remain closed because they had to get this all under control. It's a disaster.
Yeah. Good God. Whew. I have a problem.
They found rats, live rats on the conveyor belts, where the drugs and people buy food from Family Dollar and medical devices and stuff and cosmetics. And so the rats were on the conveyor belts, where the food was being packaged. It's just.
And they found a lot of dead rats. So you had the rotting carcasses, too. And then all of that extra.
A lot of dead birds.
Just grossness.
It is gross, isn't it? It really is gross. It's gross as, you know, gross. The Netflix hit French series Lupin. You watch this? You girls both
Lupin.
Like
Lupin. Yeah,
Lupin's
you've seen
out of France.
One.
Yeah,
Lupin,
right?
Yep.
So apparently the set's not too secure. A bunch of things have been stolen from this. Is this show very popular? I don't know the show because I don't watch much stuff on Netflix.
You saw you saw some of this and you said you liked it. It's dubbed in English and it's the jewel thief. He's the black guy, Omar Sy.
Oh,
he's in
the
Paris.
Show?
Yeah, that's
oh,
Lupin.
Okay. I didn't remember this. Yeah, I didn't remember the name of it. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so it's very popular. It was one of the highest rated shows. I think they're doing season 3 right now.
Don't they have security on these sets? I would have thought they had security on the set.
Yeah, but when you're filming in a city, when they film all this right in Paris, so it's kind of like filming in New York City. They have people, usually like a lower level production assistant standing over a prop, next to the prop truck. But I've seen people in New York City, and so much stuff gets filmed there. I've seen people just like get too curious and just walk right into the wardrobe truck and no one was there.
Well, and then when you count all the extras, they don't have wardrobe trucks or the trailers or anything. There's just a table and you have to put your stuff down and walk away from it.
Right. And apparently on The Crown, that was the other big burglary. They found a lot of money was stolen in the antique artifacts and stuff that they use as props for The Crown. And so a lot of that was stolen, hundreds of thousands of dollars, so... Yeah, I think they have to beef up security.
Hey, hey, hey. All right, here's the lady whose name I like to pronounce. You want to guess at whose name I'm going to pronounce, ladies?
It's not Mayim Bialik, because you can't get that one right. So it must be... Well, you do love to say Dua Lipa.
That's it. Dua Lipa. Let's see here. She's been sued because she ripped off one of the songs. Levitating is a song that... group says that they
this is her big hit, Levitating. I love this song.
All right, crank this up here. So apparently they want money out of her because they say that she stole their, what is it, a reggae group, right?
Yeah.
They copied Live Your Life. I'd say they.
This is one of the ones where I'm like,
I heard this one, I was like, uh-oh. I think they better there's somewhere it's hard to hear, and it's like, no, I can't really hear where maybe this was ripped off. No, this one, definitely.
Yeah.
Get the checkbook out. Good luck to her. Today is World Wildlife Day. Planning, the awareness, situation of endangered animals, and not only the ones that are out in the wild, but imagine the animals in Ukraine. This is what's bugging me about this whole situation, because they're now locking people in their homes. They're sealing buildings where people are and animals are, and they're starving them into submission. That's the Russians' latest tactic. You can't get out, so either give in to us or you die because there's no food. And I wonder how many animals are in these homes with the people that are being sealed into their homes. Anyway, back to World Wildlife Day. There are a number of problems with animals, depending on where you are in the world. But the black rhinos are a pretty good example. There are only 2,500 of them left, period. And you know why? It's not because they're dying. It's because they're getting killed. These God-blessed, I was about to say what I'm not supposed to say, these people that go out
the poachers?
The poachers go kill the rhinos. They go kill the elephants. And, there was a story not long ago about the elephants. One guy killed an elephant, and the rest of the herd came and killed him.
Good. And I
remember that. Yeah, that was a great story.
Yeah, right. Well, too bad they didn't do the same thing with the rhinos. So anyway... So this is a day to raise awareness to all of these animals that are having a problem. The International Trade on Endangered Species of Wild Animals and Flora and Fauna, that sort of thing, all is to be highlighted today. World Wildlife Day. There's nothing worse than seeing a picture of some a-hole who's standing with his gun over a dead elephant or even a dead lion or any of these Yeah, it's not. That's not sport.
Yes, no. And that's just it. It's all for the photo op of it. It's disgusting.
Yeah, it really is. Okay. Also today, Florida Admission Day became a state on this date in 1845, and all the old folks that live down there are happy about that. What is it they say about Florida? Where old folks go to die. I have a lot of friends in Florida, and it's not necessarily what they think.
I don't think they're too happy with you right now.
Well, no, but that's what some people say. I didn't say that. I'm repeating something else, or something from somebody else. It's 46 and change after the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Calatin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
Wait, aren't these all charitable donations?
At Magda's Tax Prep, every person counts.
I do not have to file for an extension.
She needs new auditors to maximize returns on her family time.
On itemized deductions. Hey, can someone help with these 1099?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Discover the all-new 2022 Subaru Forester Wilderness, the second member of the Subaru Wilderness family. Featuring 9.2 inches of ground clearance, standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, and all-terrain tires for increased off-road capability. Plus, a design that's bold and protective at the same time. The Forester Wilderness unlocks a whole new level of adventure. Discover more at Subaru.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137. Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Best themes ever, right?
I sit up and take notes, or actually sit at attention when this comes up. The Indiana Jones theme is what we're playing. Yes, one of the most recognizable, Victoria, you're right about that. You can name most of the movie themes that we can remember are John Williams themes.
Yeah.
Certainly from Star Trek and from Superman. And what other ones do you think fit into that category? Star Wars.
Yeah. Sure, Star Wars for sure.
Yeah. Close Encounters, Hook.
Yeah, right. Can you do,
kill
that
Jaws?
Music, will you?
He did Jaws. Yeah.
He did Jaws.
Oh, well, that's the most famous two notes in history.
Right.
Dun-dun.
Well, dun-dun.
Yep.
Dun-dun. But then there are two notes. Five notes from Close Encounters.
They're awesome.
Yeah.
You know, actually, when he played the theme, bits and pieces of the theme to Jaws to Spielberg for the first time, Spielberg thought he was joking. Like, he's like, that's not, and then he listened again and again, and he said, okay, that makes sense.
Uh-huh.
But we play that, because I don't know the other day if I mentioned this, but filming this week, Wrapped, on Indiana Jones 5. It's not being directed by Steven Spielberg, it's being directed by James Mangold, who did the movie Logan. This guy's a really good filmmaker. I have high hopes. Harrison Ford, who's now 79 years old, suits up to play Indy once again. It comes out not this summer, but next summer.
Yeah,
I look forward to it.
Oh, yeah. It'll be great. It's a great popcorn movie. It'll win the day for a month, you know, a month of Sundays, as they say.
What do you think, Doug, if Tom Selleck was cast originally, he was what they wanted him as Indiana Jones before. If he was, how do you think his franchise would have played? I think he would have been good. Obviously,
yeah.
That's revisionist history because you can't see anybody play it, but
yeah.
Harrison Ford. But I think he would have been a nice fit because he's a super likable guy.
So let's turn that around. Let's say the two roles were offered to both of them. Let's say that Harrison Ford was offered the role of Reagan, the police commissioner.
Yeah.
Would that have worked? Could they have switched?
Yeah.
Or wasn't the... You think they could have? Okay.
Yeah, I think so. But listen, again, that's tough to do because once You know, I could talk about this for hours. I give you an example. Charlton Heston heavily lobbied to play the role of Brody, the role that went to Roy Scheider in Jaws. Spielberg didn't want Heston because he felt he was too big a movie star.
And
he felt it would be a distraction. But having said that, you know, if Roy Scheider never played Brody, you wouldn't know how great he was in that role. But I think that's always fun because, you know, probably at least 5 to 10 different actors or actresses always being looked at by studios for a specific role, unless the role is created for that specific actor. But that's an interesting subject to talk about.
Yeah, sure is. Also interesting is the doubling down on Russian actors and giving movies to the Russians to play. Apparently, there are some Russian movie. I don't know the Russians even made movies.
They're not allowed at the Cannes Film Festival. That they're out. So no Russian delegations. And then the Venice Film Festival also said the same thing. They're not accepting any Russian.
When's the last time there was a successful Russian movie? I can't remember.
Well, in all the foreign films. But,
foreign films like that.
Yeah, I mean, to us, they're foreign, but in Russia, you know, there are plenty of films that they make, but they're just not going to be submitted now. They're not allowed. And the other thing, the Venice really went an extra step. They're now doing free screenings of a film called Reflection. It's a it's a documentary about the conflict in Ukraine in 2014. So they are really making sure that the rest of the world knows what Russia's been up to going all the way back to 2014. So it's interesting.
Here's some interesting casting against type. Jason Momoa, who plays Aquaman, certainly a likable guy, officially cast as the main villain in Fast and the Furious 10. I get why they want to do that.
Well, that's a good one.
Chris Helmsworth, who plays Thor, super likable. He's great in that role. He's going to play the villain in the Mad Max prequel, Furiosa. That's really against type casting. But again, I guess he's popular. He's a really good actor. He's very funny, actually. I get why they would do this. It just increases the scope and the awareness of these type properties.
I don't know. I mean, get down to brass tacks. What I was disappointed in is that The Rock wouldn't be in the last. Well, and why are they ending Fast and Furious anyway? I mean, every one of them is a $1 billion property. So they and you talk about running out of ideas. It's been the same movie since the beginning.
Right.
So all it is car crashes and bad guys.
Yeah.
So what are they going to stop making those for? People love Jason Statham and. And what's his face? Vin Diesel?
Vin Diesel.
What's his face? I'd say that was a foolish decision.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.